North Carolina put more solar power online last year than any state other than California. But companies or homeowners wanting solar power on their roofs face major restrictions. Some heavyweight lawmakers have introduced a bill to change that. It's drawing opposition from Duke Energy and also dividing solar advocates. WFAE's Ben Bradford reports.
The cost of solar energy has dropped so fast in the past few years that it's becoming competitive with other traditional energy sources. And rooftop solar has grown from novelty to industry.
All right, so there are the panels.
My colleague at WFAE, Renee Rallos, bought an installation in October. They're a quick, unsafe ladder climb from her backyard.
All right. So you got 12 panels that basically cover about half the roof. They're covered in glass. It's pretty sturdy glass. I can knock on it. And that's fine. And she's okay with me doing that to her solar panels.
They are rated for 100 mile per hour winds.
They're rated for 100 mile per hour winds.
There's no moving parts, which is why you can't hear anything.
That's right. That's them giving you energy.
That energy powers Renee's house when the sun's out. At night, she relies on the grid. But to get rooftop solar in North Carolina, Renee had to buy the panels outright at a cost of about $11,000. Federal and state tax credits will cut that by two-thirds, and the rest Renee expects to recoup over time.
It will take me about 6 years to make my money back. In the meantime, I'm using about half the electricity that I would have purchased from Duke Energy on a day like today.
Which is a nice, big, bright, sunny day.
It is a nice, big, bright, sunny day.
Still, that's a hefty cost. A bill in the North Carolina House of Representatives would create two other options. Companies could rent their panels to customers or simply sell their energy, like a second mini utility on your roof. In states where that's legal, those are the most popular options. So the North Carolina Sustainable Energy Association is on board, and Jim Warren of environmental group NC Warren says the bill's a sign of progress.
Rooftop solar is being recognized across the U.S. as the wave of the future.
Also behind it are some influential House lawmakers and major corporations, including Walmart, Target, and Volvo, a carmaker North Carolina officials are hoping to woo to the state. Bill's sponsor, Representative John Soka, a Cumberland County Republican, says he originally planned to introduce it last session.
Duke and others asked us not to push too hard, that they were working on renewables, and so we kind of backed off on that. But we came back this year, and they didn't have the progress that I had hoped for, and I didn't see that in the cards, so we went ahead and started this bill.
Which Duke is lobbying against. Even though rooftop solar is a micro fraction of the nation's energy makeup, it represents some long-term threats to utilities. After all, every house using solar power uses less from the grid. But Duke spokesman Randy Wheelis says that's not why the company opposes the bill.
We think a better idea is a comprehensive approach to solar. There are a lot of solar issues in the state. They're kind of interconnected, so you could solve one problem, create two others.
Duke did support a rooftop solar agreement in South Carolina. It allows leases, but solar companies can't sell their energy like a utility. That agreement also lets Duke compete with its own rooftop solar offering. The North Carolina bill doesn't. So Duke's against it, but so are some in the solar industry.
Duke wins either way. That's the headline from this bill.
Brian Miller is a chairman of the Alliance for Solar Choice and a vice president of one of the largest rooftop solar companies, Sunrun.
They've stuck a poison pill in it to make sure that if it does pass, that it won't actually do anything to create solar. And you know, we've seen utilities across the country employ this same strategy.
Remember how my colleague Renee is expecting her solar panels to eventually pay for themselves? It's not just because she's using less energy from the grid. She's also supplying power to it.
If I'm not using all the energy I'm producing, I'm selling it back to Duke.
At basically the same rate Duke charges her for energy. This is called net metering. Around the country, utilities are lobbying regulators to scrap it. They say net metering is unfair, since they have to pay full retail for energy they'd otherwise buy wholesale. A provision in the North Carolina bill would bring that fight here, Miller says, to the state commission that decides power rates.
It allows the commission to eliminate net metering and impose discriminatory taxes on solar customers.
It seems innocuous. The bill just says regulators can look at how much utilities should pay and then charge that. But solar advocates believe the commission and Duke are so cozy, it's a foregone conclusion that the rate will be punitive, to the point where Miller thinks it's worth scrapping the entire bill. NC Warren's Jim Warren advocates a different strategy.
The overall Energy Freedom Act is strong, and we need to pass it so that, and then deal with the question about whether the people of North Carolina will allow Duke and the regulators to put a big tax on rooftop solar power.
The bill's sponsor, Representative Soka, says that's not the intent.
That is absolutely not true. Duke did not see this bill until I showed it to him in its current form.
Duke also denies a hand in it, and Soka says he's willing to work on that section. But the backlash to the bill, both from Duke and proponents of solar energy, dims the prospects for this longtime priority of the solar industry. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.